You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. I'm Hayden.
I'm Cass.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. I've got a show that's happening right now. It's called Annie and Lena Different Now. It's Lena Moon.
Hello.
Woo!
Hello.
And today we're talking about surgery.
Oh. Ching, ching, ching.
Do you reckon it sounds like that?
It's like sword fights.
Yeah. Yeah, sword fights and I'm losing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're hitting a lot of bone.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think is the surgery you could perform the best? Because I
like
genuinely,
right,
with your current, not right in this second, you've got 2 days to prepare. Okay.
Hayden, anyone who answers that question with any surgery is unwell.
Well, okay. But if you listen to this, okay, I think I could genuinely do an amputation pretty good.
Oh my God.
I reckon it can't be that hard.
Do you know what? What? As someone who has had their ears pierced by Hayden twice.
Oh yeah, I'm a piercer as well.
Hayden's a piercer now.
I'm good. I did my own ear. Check this out.
That's an identity. Okay. Cool.
And it looks bad because that's just my ear shape. It could never look good. But I did it by myself.
Okay. Hayden does have Chesterfield ears, so if he ever puts an earring in, he looks a bit like a Chesterfield couch. You know how they have the buttons in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I have to have a ring, because if I had a little, a stud? Yeah, it goes into my ear because my ear's very thick.
I've got a stakey lobe.
Yeah, okay. In high school there was a girl who said I had very stakey lobes, and that's stayed with
me. Oh my God.
I thought you made that up. I didn't realize you got bullied.
Sorry. No, it wasn't a bully. It was funny.
Yeah, those things do stick. I'm not allowed to swear, am I?
You're allowed to swear. Do what you want.
There's one that I
cramps.
Came on. Okay,
it's thumb
sorry,
cramps.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But oh, I should be more. I shouldn't be as foul mouthed. But I think those things do stick with you. Those little comments. Hey,
yeah.
I had a fringe for most of my life because when I was 14, a boy had a crush on said that I had a big forehead.
So
there's the things you carry around. You're laughing, but now you're both looking at it.
I wasn't even looking at you when you were saying
that's
that.
That's true, I know, but it's movie magic.
I remember once in high school someone said something about my nose having a flat bit. I still don't know what they meant by that. All right, look at my nose right now.
I see it.
There's a flat bit?
Yeah.
What's the flat bit?
Maybe the bridge?
No, it's the on
bridge?
The side. It's from the
on
side.
On the side?
Okay.
Turn to the side for Lena.
Is this flat?
I don't know.
Flat.
Hang on, stop.
Oh, okay, I can kind of see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this was like your epidermis is showing moment, but this may be like where you just say, like in The Simpsons, you just come up with like some random, you know, kid insult. You know the epidermis is showing? It's like, because the epidermis is your hair.
Yeah.
Like that. That's what I thought, but no, she's right.
I got
man.
A flat bit.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not bad. It's just do you know something? My favorite facts about noses.
Yeah, go on.
First of all, as someone who is not as tall as a lot of the other people in my life, every single person you will ever meet has uneven nostrils.
Mm.
Sometimes that's a nice thing to focus on because no one's nostrils are even. And I think it's a nice fact about the human body that it just doesn't happen for everyone.
Because I'm 6'6" and I have never noticed anyone's nostril shape.
Neither.
Mm.
Only nostrils I've noticed are I had a partner that on the second date. I mean, it went very well after this, but on the second date, I was too comfortable with them and I stuck my finger in their nose.
On the second date?
Yeah, and then, well, it was like the one where we went over to like make out heaps.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's the second date.
I know.
And she got to fourth base.
I know. And then I like jokingly like touched their lip with it and was like, oh, that's a bad habit. And they were like, date too, Lena. Fell in love though. So.
That's nice.
It works.
Yeah, I do that to my girlfriend all the time, but it's my nose and I wipe it on her.
Okay.
But
that's,
no,
that's
it's a
worse,
Josh. I'm joshing. No,
well,
so what I
do.
No. Okay, so what I do is I put this was something our nana taught us, right?
Okay.
Is you get your index finger, your pointer finger, and you shove that right in your nose. And you go, oh, I'm getting it all up in there. And then as you are quickly moving your hand towards them, you flick your index finger down and put up your rude finger and then you wipe your rude finger on them. But
it's
you do it so quick that they're like, oh, you just wiped your boogers on me, but you actually didn't. and it's funny.
Yeah.
Would we say that?
Yes, it is. I've done it so many times and it's always funny.
And she laughs?
No, no, of course not. She goes, ew, stop doing that, please.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. My surgery yeah. that I would do
yeah.
is I reckon I could do like a very minor like a skin graft.
Just a very minor
just
one?
A minor one.
I will say our mum used to like do skin graft cleanups and stuff.
Okay.
And she said that the part that she was really good at was when you're fitting it all in is trimming away all the excess skin.
Oh, my God, this is so upsetting. Oh, no, please.
But you trim away all the excess skin and she said that was something that she personally took great care in because if you make it really, really neat, then it heals a lot nicer.
Mm.
And when she said that, I like as a kid, I'm like, you know what? I can imagine a lot of job satisfaction from that, yeah. and like yeah. having the person heal up real nice and be yeah. like, yeah,
yeah.
Be like, it's scars. Like you're making a nice quilt.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah
cutting a piece of skin to size. Yeah, there is something satisfying about that. How deep would you go?
I mean minor. I mean like, I mean like.
Do you mean minor as in not much area of skin?
Yeah, I mean like, and it can't be that. Like, I mean, I guess it has to be pretty bad to need a graft, but yeah. like some. I don't know. This is the kind of, you know, again, I think anyone who answers this question and thinks that they could do something like this without any training thinks
well,
that they're godlike. And pardon?
You got 2 days to prepare. That's part of it.
Plenty, you can learn not anything enough time. From YouTube.
Maybe, okay, skin graft or I could reckon I could help with a childbirth. How hard can it be? That thing's already happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is that a surgery?
It's not a surgery, Lena.
Okay.
Because people have been doing that. On their own for
well,
life.
Why does it happen in a hospital then?
Well, I think because things can go wrong.
So are you talking
just
about...
Just because something doesn't happen in a hospital doesn't mean it's a surgery.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it does. I'm pretty sure every bit of admin ever done in a hospital.
The cafeteria, yeah, those chefs exactly. are doing surgery
that
on those
whole
burgers.
Surgery, actually. Anywhere else, it's other jobs. But there, some I'm doing food surgery. I'm doing computer surgery.
Yeah, computer surgery.
Yeah.
Do you know, why do surgeons, they call themselves Mr. even though they're doctors? Why do they... Do you know why they do that? I don't know why they do that. Do you know that?
Do they?
Yeah, that's a whole thing. It's no, like, so doctors that. Obviously call themselves doctors, yeah. but surgeons are doctors, but they go by Mr. or Mrs.
Really?
You know? Yeah, they like they don't want to be doc. I don't know why. It's like some weird, like, thing.
Power play.
I don't know if it's a power play or they're trying to differentiate themselves from the ones
Wouldn't
doing the rounds.
Wouldn't you need to do more doctor school if you were a surgeon? Because you have to become... No, don't you have to become a GP first and then you further specialise?
I don't know. Well, because you wouldn't have to do any diagnosing. Well, not as much diagnosing if you're a surgeon, right? You just get in there, root around, pull out some guts, sew them back up and you're good.
I really don't know if I could diminish surgery to
No,
that.
You can. You root around, pull out some guts. That's it.
Yeah, you look for the thing that's not meant to be there and you take it out. It's like gardening.
Yeah, true. And that's why we could all do it with 2 days' notice.
yeah.
No, but I think, I mean, I don't know. Surely they have to know. We could speculate till the end of the day if we
Let's.
Wanted to. yeah, I don't know. I really thought that it would be because you'd have to know about the whole picture, right? Like,
yeah.
Have to know that if you take something out, then this will require these medications.
You've got to know where the tubes
well,
go.
I don't know if you would be.
True. You've got to sew the tubes back the together. Tubes. You have to join everything.
You're closer to a mechanic, really, aren't you, than a doctor if you're a surgeon?
A car surgeon?
people. Mechanic.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Sew some tubes together, replace a valve.
Get the computer chip reader out. Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got to order parts in. Can you wait till Monday?
Yeah. It would be nice if we could get a human body service. Like they sort of take you in, put you under, they kind of like open you up.
I think that does exist.
Scrape the fat off your heart.
I think that's called a checkup.
No, I'm talking like they would get right in there.
Well, I mean, like.
X-ray my entire body and
I
find
think
out
rich
what.
People get that. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Spoke over you a bit.
That's
yeah,
okay.
I do.
This
I
whole podcast is just me speaking over everyone else.
No,
sorry.
But like, I think that probably exists.
Yeah. Have you had one?
No. I mean, I've had an MRI.
Ooh. Okay, la-di-da.
I had a face MRI.
Oh.
What they find?
Wait, not a head, awful. A face
a
one.
A face one. Well,
what were they looking for in your face?
For a long time, I had like a part of my face that was like semi-numb and I thought, ooh, I was having a stroke.
Yeah, that's scary.
So I took myself to the ER and they were like, I was like 23. So they're like, it's not a stroke, because they did like a CT scan.
Yeah.
And they were like, but we'll get to the bottom of it because it seems like something's going on. A lot of men telling me it was anxiety or grinding my teeth and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But so they, so it was this ongoing thing, and like I did more therapy and like anti-anxiety stuff and that kind of stuff, but it still wasn't going away.
Was it
and
constantly it kind of there, numb the whole time or just in and out? Numb?
It's there the whole time, but sometimes when it's very severe, it feels like there's a sort of pulling of a muscle.
Oh, like just the weight of it?
Yeah. Ew. And so they were kind of worried about MS. So I went in and
That's scary.
I went in and got like a full thing, and they put a cage. I don't know if you've ever had it, but they put a like a Hannibal Lecter style cage on your face so that you stay
so you
very still.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one that goes down to like your chest and it's like a big cut? They have to mold it to you.
And they don't. It wasn't like that specialized. It was just sort of like
it's an all-purpose cage.
I was strapped in a little bit, and they were like, "Remember going in?" And I think it's this lovely thing of like ignorance is bliss, because I remember going in and being like, "Well, I've never had this done before. Like, I can breathe my way through stuff." And I remember all the people. You know that moment where there's like a whole bunch of people around you being very careful with you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that environment? And you're like, these people are being so gentle. This is so nice. I'm like, they're like, what do you want to listen to? I'm like, oh, it's, how bad can this be? And like, I imagine they probably just have a lot of people get in there and be very claustrophobic because it is like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did pretty well. Like I just remember like the incessant chatter of like Triple J people, like being Triple J people while I was lying there. Like,
was you listening to Triple J
being
as you were
like, don't have a panic attack?
Were you feeling it? Was it freaky? Like, were
getting
there?
It's not great. Like, you have to lie there for quite a while. Getting loud and, you know, but, you know, it was fine. Like, I don't want to give people any impression that it's not something that you can't like get through. Like, you can totally just lie there and breathe. I think after they pull you out, they give you some blue dye, which makes your tongue taste weird, and then you go back in.
Oh.
And I think in the second time round, you can pull yourself out at any time. There's a button.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm just going to keep breathing. And then I got to a point where I was like, I think I need a breath, and they just pulled me out, and instead of getting me out, they gave me a tube of fresh air to blow into my face, which helped, because it just sort of made it feel like if I closed my eyes and
it's
breathed,
like you're outside.
It was like not too bad. Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. I mean, it's, you know, I think with anything, with all that stuff, with all the things you fear, especially like I imagine the claustrophobic feeling, like, it's all just your instincts kicking in.
Mm, oh, it's like the animal. Like,
lizard brain being like, no.
Too small.
Yeah. I mean, I'm under rock. I got to be on top of rock.
Like, this is incorrect. And so if you can just like literally just concentrate, it's so like going back to like my mum's a yogi kind of thing, but like just breathe, just like concentrate on your breath. Like, and then, you know, like you could nearly fall asleep if it wasn't that loud. Like, it's pretty loud, but
loud or terrifying, you'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think with a lot of medical stuff, I'm like that, like, you know, same with getting my IUD, like they put me to sleep for that, and like just sort of little things where like, and you wake up and you're on the other side and you're like, oh, this hurts. And you're like, oh, I get why they were being so nice before.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah, it's like, but that's like, it's part of it. We need it. So,
yeah,
you know,
I feel like, did you say you were strapped in for the MRI?
Well, they're kind of like strapped, like the face thing is.
I was imagining like big fat brown leather belts.
It's not like, because that would make you crazy.
Yeah, because that's, I feel like strapping down is becoming less and less part of medical science, which I think is great.
Good,
I think that's good.
Good
it's
thing,
nice.
Yeah,
I'd say overall that's a plus.
Yeah. Mm.
The way you've described MRIs, do you know what? It sounds like being eaten by something big.
I mean, by nature, if you see it. It is that. Like,
big,
the table comes
mouth.
In and out and stuff.
But the table go in, big noise of a grumbly tummy.
Yeah, it is.
You're being constricted.
And Triple J's playing.
Yeah.
Muffled sounds of Triple J presenters.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you guys like to hear some the history of surgery?
Sure.
Yes.
I assumed surgery would be like a sort of recent-ish thing.
Mm.
Apparently people have been doing surgery, according to the Wikipedia page, since we had tools.
So that makes sense.
Right at the start, we were just chopping off legs.
Rooting around.
Just checking out what's in there.
I reckon, when you were asking what surgeries could you do, I reckon I could do a really minor one, like one that a doctor could do I wouldn't even need 2 days' notice. Like, if it's one that a GP can do on the spot, I reckon I'm sweet.
Like, well, it's more of a procedure.
Like,
than
an
a
ear,
surgery,
ear,
then, right?
Yeah, like,
take
a syringe.
Not an ear. But, like, taking something. Like,
not
like,
an ear? What do you mean, okay. Not an ear? An ear?
I'm not going to syringe an ear.
Oh, where you get the wax out. Yeah,
that's just gross.
I think you shouldn't really do that. I think that's an outdated thing. So you got to get the little, mini vacuum.
It changes all the time. No,
you can't keep up with this ear science. It develops so
I don't think you can have a lot of syringe. I had too much syringe and now I need vacuum. But I reckon I could take something little out of the skin.
Like a cyst or a mole or something.
Burning would be
easy. Oh, yeah. Like where you freeze it off, but it's a burn. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Or like if someone's got something stuck in them, like they're like, oh, I've got a bit of rock stuck in my leg or something. Or like I've been walking on my foot and now there's a bit of bark stuck in there, but it's been stuck in there for a week. I'm like, let me at it.
I reckon I can figure it out.
I once had I was like doing an exercise class and I was like, why does my toe feel a bit weird? And I opened my shoe and there was like blood in my sock and I'm like, weird. And like the girl was like, hey, you all good? I was like, yeah, I'm just bleeding. I just want to see if I can see why I'm bleeding. And I was like looking at it and I was like, that's so weird. I'm bleeding, but I can't see any reason for it. And she's like, that's so strange. You were right. I'm like, yeah, I just won't put weight on that toe or whatever. And then I came back the next week and she was like, hey, did you ever find out what was wrong with your foot? I'm like, yeah. There was a chunk of glass in my toe.
Oh,
and the reason when I was looking for it, I couldn't see it was because it was clear glass. Oh. So every time I went to look at my foot, I'm like, that's so weird. I can't see anything. And I'd like move everything around.
It
was
red, yeah.
And I was like, that's so strange. It was like at home. And I was like, I think I've got a needle out. I'm like, there must be something in there because it hurts. I can feel something in there. And then all of a sudden I hit something hard and was like, oh my God. And like popped a chunk of glass out.
That's going to be so people satisfying. More than you think.
Yeah.
Every day. Just is,
yeah.
I reckon.
Every day.
We were at a party.
Every day someone's got glass in them. Actually kind of crazy when you think about it.
We were at a party recently and someone smashed a glass and they were like, be careful, okay? We smashed a glass in the kitchen and everyone was looking around and Hayden comes out and he's like, I'll find it.
I was stomping around in bare feet.
Stomping.
Well, I found it.
Yeah.
It worked out. It was good.
Did you also fill your shoe with blood days later?
No, I actually turned out fine. Here's the thing about glass is I'm actually kind of immune to it.
Okay,
I can't be pierced. I've got another tricks with glass. I can touch it. I don't get cut.
Okay,
because I worked in a bar actually, so I actually know the tricks.
Is that where you get immune to glass?
I'm immune to glass. You get immune to glass.
It's like working near a radioactive place. You get powers, but if you work in a bar, you become immune to glass.
It's just a callus over the whole body.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Horrific image.
Yeah. I was working the other night and a guy at a bar and there was a broken bottle on the floor, but like the base of it was sticking up and a guy stood on it and went through his shoe into his heel. And then he took his shoe off and was just walking around bleeding everywhere.
Oh my God. There's danger everywhere.
Yeah. And then his friend came up to me and was like, hey, have you got like a medical tent? I'm like, wow, it's a bar. What are you talking about? A medical tent. I'm like, what are you talking about? But yeah, he just for some reason decided to take off his shoe and just run around. And then we couldn't find the guy.
He's like, I don't know where he went.
Just took off.
Just took off and then
maybe it's like an X-Files thing where his blood is goo and he was an alien and where his blood is goo. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how they always leave the scene, like, and then I'm watching X-Files again, if that isn't clear. and then the FBI get there and they're like, well, where'd he go? And it's like, he fled. And it's like, this blood's gone green and it's also gone through blood. The floor. And also I think they're aliens.
Acid.
And then Scully's like, Mulder, no, blood can become acid very easily with some very reasonable scientific steps.
Anyway, Mulder. Did you know, guys, the world's oldest surgery that we have evidence for is called a trepanation, which where you put a big hole in your head.
Because you drain the blood?
Well, Wikipedia says it's to treat health problems related to intracranial pressure and other diseases.
Okay, yeah.
So I think they were just whacking holes in heads just to see if it worked for a while.
I think I've heard of that. Is that when they're like your brain's too full of ghosts maybe?
Yeah, too full of ghosts, too full of blood.
Okay.
Too full of nightmares.
Yeah, that's where the nightmares are.
That's where the nightmares are kept, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't drill, your head's going to explode.
I thought it would have been like a tooth thing. Would have been the oldest surgery in
history.
Yeah,
you'd think so.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been just pulling out
like an amputation, you'd think maybe would be up there. I was reading as well, some tribes used to put sulfur and some other chemical on the wound and then light it on fire and it would kind of explode and then seal the wound.
Yeah, because I would have really thought, I would have thought, I built, oh, I hit the mic. I would have thought, I've got an opinion. because like amputations I can understand being later because it seems like we needed the science to understand that the body was even that linked, right? Like,
yeah.
Like the idea that an infection can spread or like things like that.
And germ
like,
theory and
yeah,
stuff.
Like I can understand that that came later or – but I guess that's the same with pulling teeth out, right? Yeah. It's the same thing.
I think with some super – I imagine that infections of old were pretty rank. And yeah, I can sure. imagine like –
the infections we have now. Yeah. Nice, clean, nice, crisp cool infections.
Ones. Yeah. These ones are just like – they would have just been like – a so merry band of like all your mates are a bit really yuck in different ways.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone would be yucky. I think when people talk about time travel, all I can think about is the smell.
Mm.
Like all I can think about is the smell.
100.
Fine.
Have you ever hung out with like a nerdy dude who hasn't showered all day? Imagine well, that, yeah. but all the time and they're in the
yeah,
fields.
I guess so. And yeah. Yeah, okay. No, you're right.
You and I say that out of love of dating a lot of those men. So I'm not like judging. And I also am like that too.
We all have stinky times.
I was at a heavy metal show. It was like a doom metal show a couple of weeks ago. And every dude there stunk, but they all smelled exactly the same.
Mm.
And it's a phenomenon I've noticed that guys who like heavy metal, they have the same kind of stink.
Okay.
It's so specific. I could pick. I honestly believe.
This is such a blanket.
You
call,
could
Hayden.
Give me. You could. I'm not saying they all stink, but if they do stink, they've got this stink.
Can you describe this stink?
I really wish it's a BO thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's just some element. It's BO plus something. It's like it's some kind. I don't know what it is.
Anger?
It could be anger. I don't know. Maybe sadness or something.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe sort of fear pheromone or something.
Again, I'm not saying every heavy metal dude stinks, but if you are a heavy metal dude and you stink, I know what you will smell.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's uncanny.
Yeah.
I could pick it up. You can give me little swabs of different stinks and I could tell you which one is the one that stinks like heavy metal dude.
Yeah. And I feel like that's like the thing about going back in time is that that smell would have existed, I reckon, even pre the combination of whatever is making it.
Yeah.
But everyone has their own. And, but also I feel like maybe that you just would have adjusted. Like if you have like a bad like bin that you don't take out for a few days and you maybe sometimes get used to that smell.
Yeah. Or maybe, if you have pets, you get used to pet stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You don't even notice the smell of stinky pet because you love the pet.
Mm.
For the record, just going back to the, if anyone wanted to know the end of my MRI mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I found out that it's a tooth that I had impacted really hard by falling on my face when I was on my bike. And the nerve in one of the teeth has pinched and is semi-dead.
Oh.
So that's what that sensation
semi-dead.
Is.
Semi-dead.
Yes.
Like a zombie.
So it's still there.
It's undead.
It is undead. No, but it's still there. It's just calcified to the point where it's pinched, but not like pinched pain, just like pinched.
Just pinched numbness.
Lost yeah.
That's probably pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's
very lucky.
Because
I think nerve pain can be like, it can feel like burning or it can feel like freezing or it can feel like just regular pain.
But
so
it's that
numb's
comes
not a bad
through,
one to get,
but
to
like
pick.
For the most part, it's just a bit dead. Anyway, that's the mystery solved. But
I guess you can't fix it or is your face a bit numb all the
just
time?
Just like that forever now. Yeah, we electrified it. We had to go to a special dentist who electrified the tooth to find which tooth it was. And then I was
wait,
like,
you did?
Yeah.
The dentist just
was
like, randomly
this one. I was like, that one,
So which one was more sensitive?
That was bad, it was like, he was like, well, it's not that one. And then he got another one. I was like, oh, I don't feel that. And he's like, yeah, it's this one then. And yeah, that's it. Anyway, so mystery solved. But back to smelling. Sorry, I have ADHD if people have never heard me do one of these podcasts before, which is why the conversation is hard to edit and all over the place.
That's everyone who's on this podcast.
Okay, good. But yeah, what were we saying about that? We were saying
I don't know. You brought it back to
smell. Oh, no, you were saying the first ever surgery.
With a hole in the head?
Is hole in the head,
yeah.
Which is astonishing to me.
I reckon amputation would have been pretty early.
Yeah.
Because I reckon if you get an infection and then you see it spreading and then it'll eventually – like
well,
I feel like that's
guy,
learnable.
The first one you'd be like, well, let's see what happens. And the second one I'm like, well, maybe we should – I think like that's the first conclusion you come to is like, let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
Let's chop that off before it spreads.
True.
Yeah. Like if you got bitten on the forearm, maybe it spreads a bit. You're like, weird. And then it spreads a bit more. You're like, weird. And then it'll spread a bit more. And you're like, I can't feel my hand.
And now it's going gangrenous.
Yeah. You're like,
I probably didn't say
it's
that.
It's rotting like – they'll be like, it's rotting like a bad banana. If you live where bananas live.
Yeah, do you reckon that was like everyone's reference point?
Yeah, they were like.
I got banana arm, uh-oh.
Yeah.
cut it off, I got bananas.
Yeah. Banana arm.
Taking bananas into every medical school over the world. Now, if it starts to look like this.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
Mm. Do you know bananas have like, this is a fact that I half remember, so buckle up.
Oh, yeah.
They've got some kind of thing.
Yeah.
That emanates out of bananas that makes other food go rotten faster.
Oh, yeah. You're not meant to keep bananas in a bowl.
You got to keep bananas elsewhere because they spread their rot, because they rot in a weird way.
I've heard that. And also a way to slow it down is to put like Glad wrap around the bit where all the bananas join.
Oh, is that the bit that squirts out the rot juice?
I don't know if it's the rot juice, but it's like it stops the banana. I don't know if that one's, it's maybe like a hack.
Maybe that's the banana sensor. Like it's like, I don't know where my
sensor, yes.
No, but like, it's like, where's my mum? I'm going bad.
Wait, so you think you're tricking the banana to thinking it's still part of a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe there's something to that.
Do you think the bananas go bad because they're not near their mum?
Yeah. It's a fear response.
They could
last indefinitely.
Where's my mum?
I know that we've like other fruit on trees. I've heard that you're not meant to eat fruit until it falls off of a tree because the thing that makes fruit fall off of a tree is stuff like all the, there's like a weird, I don't think it'll kill you, obviously, but like it's a toxin or something, probably not a toxin, something that's not good for you that goes into the apple or whatever. And then when all of that leaves the apple, that's when the apple falls off.
Oh, wow.
So like it is best to eat fruit after it's fallen because it gets rid of all it, like all the stuff that makes an apple less good for you leaves the apple. So maybe when a banana falls off the.
That's interesting.
So all the anti-nutrients leave.
Yeah, I don't know what they are specifically, but something goes into
probably
fruit.
Oxidants.
Yeah.
Antioxidants, probably oxidants.
Yeah, that sounds like an oxidant. Yeah.
Is an oxidant a real thing?
I don't know, but I've always we're antioxidant. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm very antioxidant.
That just means oxygen.
Doesn't mean oxygen. Why do we want antioxidants? Antioxidants?
Because we already don't have oxygen?
Don't we want oxygen?
Not too much.
Not
otherwise
too much.
We'll oxidize.
Wow.
Yeah, science.
Well, we're gonna. That's. I don't know.
I don't.
That's really thrown me through a loop.
Okay, I'm not correct in the way I've said it, but I don't think I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, and I think that.
So you're not correct, but you are certainly not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've not said the right thing.
Sorry, everyone. I've just sold us out. And also, most of the time, we are right. Not to
just statistically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Japan, it's like becoming more common to get a surgery that changes your palm lines because they think it might change your fate. Because you know how you read people's palms. They're getting surgery to change the palms to get a fate that they would like.
I've had a surgery that's changed my fate line.
Was it intentionally to do that?
No, I dropped a knife that I was playing with and then no one was home and I didn't want to get in trouble for like denting the floors because we just had the floors done. But yeah, stuck my hand out to catch it, stabbed me right in the hand, looked down really quickly, saw nothing and was like, oh, cool. Tried to look at the floor to make sure the floor wasn't damaged and then all of a sudden I was holding a palm full of blood.
Takes a couple of seconds to come out.
Yeah. So, my hand healed a bit weird and I got like a weird lump in my hand.
A lump of scar tissue.
Yeah. So it was like right between two tendons so I couldn't stretch a part of my hand properly. So I went to like a doctor and I'm like,
freak hands.
Hand, freak hand, freak hand, please. And they said, oh, we'll cut that right out. And it was literally just a bit of, I think they reckon that maybe a speck of dirt was in there and then scar tissue formed in a lump around dirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they cut the dirt lump out. And
it's like an oyster, like a pearl.
Yeah, and now the surgery.
You got a human pearl, Kaz. You're like a human clam.
Oh, I'm going to put it on a necklace. Yeah.
They didn't let me keep it. But I was so bummed. I went into the surgery and I was like, it's on my hand and they're just going to do a local anesthetic. I should be able to watch them take it out. And then they were talking to me as they were giving me the gas. And then I woke up and it was done. And I was miffed. I was like, I thought I was going to be awake.
So do you love this stuff? You love this stuff then. You're into surgeries and stuff. You love it. You love it. Is that
what do you mean I love
it? Like you're like, oh, this is like, oh, I was going to get to watch. Like that's your instinct. Because for me, it's like, knock me out. Don't let me see anything.
I would like to see. I wanted the option to be able to look at my own hand with like getting cut open. Okay. I wanted to see inside of me because I'm me.
Ugh. Okay, I hate this. Idea. Okay, I want sleep and blissful ignorance and pain medication.
Yeah. Mm. Well, for this, for, like, there are some things that I'm like, knock me out, please. But for this, they were gonna make it so that I wouldn't be able to feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing I would have been able to feel was like the pressure of something moving, but I wouldn't have been able to feel any pain. So I was like,
that's the most uncomfortable. I mean, obviously pain's probably up there, but the feel of stuff wiggling around in your body.
I just don't know what's happening.
Yeah, well, I thought it would have been cool to see, but I didn't get the option. And then my now I've got a scar through, I think, my lifeline.
So
that's been severed. Well,
what percentage severed? How much life did you lose?
But there's life after it. So maybe
it's still there. It's still continuous
life.
Maybe
it's just a little, like, maybe you're going to have a near-death experience and be brought back.
And then bounce back.
Anyway, I think after all that, the surgery scar gave me a new lump. So I think that's just how my body scars.
You're the human clan. You got a new
I got a new pearl. Maybe when I get that pearl out, I get to have a new – that's when my life begins again.
Mm. Yeah.
I got to unlock pearl for second part
in
of life.
Many of us go through a series of rebirths.
and pearl vacations.
maybe every pearl for every lesson.
So Cass will learn two lessons in life. Don't drop the knife, and we'll see what the second one is.
No, don't play with the knife.
Don't drop the knife.
And then maybe you'll learn play next time.
don't catch the knife.
Cass, what's the history of – no, not history. Surgery facts. Give us some surgery facts.
Do you know what the longest operation ever went for? Hang on. Do you know?
No, I think that works.
Was it for a gold medal? No, sorry. Go on.
Guess how long the longest surgery in the world lasted.
How long?
That's not a guess.
10 years and it's still going.
I reckon I would do like maybe.
You would do?
I would do. I reckon
what's your max on a surgery? You've got 3 days to prepare.
as a surgeon or as a patient?
Longest I'd want to do is none. No, I don't know, like 36 hours, something like that.
4 days.
Fuck you.
103 hours.
103?
Yep, there was a team of 20 doctors and they worked in
shift. That's not enough doctors
for
that, I think.
Oh, yeah, because in my head, like, a surgery's one. I'm like, it's got to be one and out. You can swap the people doing it.
You can swap, yeah. Imagine being unconscious for 4 days. That's freaky. That's the thing that freaks me out maybe the most about surgery is going under.
Time loss, yeah.
Like, is just your brain's going to shut down and you'll just have no memory and no anything and just that freaks me out way more than
kinda love it.
Getting into my guts.
Bit of fun.
So I can root around in my guts all you want, just knocking me out. Ugh.
Well, for this surgery, they only expected it to go for 30 hours.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
What happened? Something went wrong.
Well, so they were separating conjoined twins, and when they got in there, the brain, because they were separating their brain.
That's a tough one. Imagine if you ended up with a bit of your sibling's brain in your brain, and they were just like telepathically linked then. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I think that's probably what being a twin is like.
Yeah.
If they share the same brain, do they have the same thoughts?
No, so their brains were wrapped around each other like a helix. So they got in the brain.
That's not a dumb question, Lena. They have one brain.
No, they don't. Okay.
Well, all right. I thought they did.
Okay. Well, then.
Is it brain to brain contact?
Yeah, it was brain to
brain. So potentially the electricity of a thought could enter the other one's brain.
You really want this to happen?
It could.
Well, here's the thing. They were only 11 months old.
Mm.
Wow.
So they wouldn't even know the difference afterwards.
Of what their thoughts were.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So their brains were wrapped
and
around
they survived?
Each other like a helix. I think so.
Wow. That's incredible.
You didn't think so? Didn't even check. Don't look into it because
Cass is like, I just wanted to be there and watch it.
Maybe they would have said, would you?
Well, oh no. What?
Hang on.
Yeah.
So no, I found it. I thought it was an ad, but you know how sometimes when the articles shift around?
Yeah.
No. So the operation was a success, although one of the twins died 7 years after from meningitis, which is very sad. But the other one's still alive.
Oh, that's a separate
thing.
That's
how you didn't have to include that. That's
yeah, because it's not really related not to part the surgery. Of it. Yeah.
No, so the surgery was a success. They managed to completely like.
It's kind of being like, sort of, you know, irrelevant. Oh, wow, this person, there was a car accident and everyone survived. It's so nice. Yeah. And then, but one person did die of old age 30 years later.
One person did die from a separate car accident.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah, really interesting. Okay. I guess that is miraculous, but.
Yeah. They all won gold medals, but then, you know, one of them did lose the gold medal. guess that is linked. Sorry, that's a bad example. You want, yeah, I get the joke. I just fumbled the ball.
Well, on that note.
No!
I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Lena.
Hey, Lena, you got a new show. Yeah. It's at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival right now.
It is.
I think it's this episode. I think if you're listening to this as it comes out, tonight might be opening night. Or is tomorrow opening night?
It's the 30th is opening night.
Last night was the opening night.
Yes, but how did it go? That means it's only good. It's a perfect show.
Yeah, because we're in the recording this like half an hour before you're listening to this.
That's right. Mm. So, perfect show. We actually, it's crazy. Like, we sold out and every single person who came loved it.
Which wow. So you don't need to plug tickets then if you don't.
I do because we still have the show tonight and then another 12 on top of that to sell. So please do buy tickets.
Where do people buy tickets?
You can go to the Comedy Festival website. Mm-hmm. You can type in Different Now or Annie and Lena, or you can go to our Instagram, Annie and Lena, and it's in the link tree and all the information's there and all of our other work, like all of our sketches we've done and anything video to get a sense of what we are like, or, you know, we post selective quotes from reviews there to give you a hot insight. Uh-huh. So, they're the places to go.
I will say I saw your show last year mm-hmm. and, oh, my God, it was – I loved it so much.
I was going to say the same thing, Cass.
It was. I tried to come to your show last year twice, and I couldn't because it sold out. Yeah. By the time I'd seen it, and then wanted to see it again, it had already sold out, and I was crushed. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited for this show.
Nice. I think it's good. I think it's more Annie and I than ever.
Great. Like
it's we're getting better at kind of not just not pulling away from stuff. So and just very silly and fun mm-hmm. and, I'm excited.
If you like this one more than the last one,
I think
I'm
going to
shit the audience. Oh, this is going to be great.
Nice. Don't do that, though. Yeah, Annie and Lena, Different Now. Go grab your tickets. Also, you're streaming on Twitch at @LenaMoon_.
No underscore anymore because I got the tick and I got to change it.
Nicely done.
They let you change your handle when you get partnered. Yeah. So,
does that mean you kicked someone off of @LenaMoon?
Well, I think it was a dead account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine trying to log in one day? Yeah. But they did make that change for me, which was very cool. So yeah, nice. Just Lena Moon, just my name.
Yeah, twitch.tv/LenaMoon. Get amongst it. It's very funny. Thank you very much, Lena, for coming in.
Thanks so much.